in Rashi and the Vavim Abayz. We're holding the middle of Rashi. Yineshem Apsid, it says, this is a long Rashi. We're actually holding on the last word in the narrow lines of Rashi. B'kol kach loma. So what's the problem over here of doing this calculation the way we just suggested? Is because what you're doing, by doing so, is you're going to give me 2,000 amas going straight out from the corners, but then your tchum is in 2,000 amas going straight out from the city. So it's called in nation mafsid hipsadata esazovius she's a tzarech limdut alpayim. You lost the corners. Really, what you should have done is to measure 2,000 amas going straight out from the city. Well, aksan, and then measure the diagonal miemsa carried a year from the point, one of the corners of the city. Then you take this line from one side of the tchum of the Karen, which is, let's say, going north, one side of the tchum of the Karen, which is going west. And that's, you're going to draw these, that would be two points going north. Two points going north, and you'll draw a line between the two. You measure from one edge of the city, the edge of the city, 2,000 amas, then you'll draw a line between the two. Okay, so you're going to give 2,000 amas for each one of the directions away from the city. Then, by the corner, you're going to have a space which is going to be 2,000 alpayim alpayim, 2,000 by 2,000 the whole karen in each one of the corners. So you have to make this L shape fill in. You have to put in a square there to fill in the hole. To make it fit with this tchum of the city. Each corner gets a square of 2,000 by 2,000. And that its diagonal will be exactly extension of the diagonal by the corner of the city. What will its alachson be? Alpayim v'tofches tof tof ama. It'll be 2,800 amas. So you're going to multiply 1 2/5 by 2,000. So 1 is 2,000, 2/5 is 4,000 fifths. 4,000 fifths divided out is 800. Maybe tabla. It brings a tablet, which means roi kilu heavy tablet. It didn't bring a tablet, means roi kilu heavy tablet. She alpayim alpayim umenicha kereget her ear balachsen. You look as if you fill it. You're bringing a square of 2,000 by 2,000 and putting it with its alachsen right by the alachsen of the city. Kereget ear balachsen alachsen shall tablet kereget alachsen shall keren klarim moided alpayim beches amis. Karen. So you're going to go out from the edge of the city, 2,000 is this way. This point will be your end point. You do the same thing over here, and then you draw a line between the two of them, and that would be your 2,000 amas. That would be your tchum. Nimso here, Mr. Keres, so doing so will gain you the Masha Iravanuha. That which you make the city from a circle into a square. So you gain dal meis amal the chol karen, the karen, you gain 2,400 amas in each corner. Shekashahoyus agulah lahoyul alachsen. It didn't have this whole diagonal. It just had 2,000 amas of diameter. Ba'akshav shariv anuha. Now that we've squared it, the son in law alachsen, we gave an alachsen, but yotze derech karen, the person comes out by the corners, mistaker test tof ama the karen zu, the tof ama the karen zu. Person goes out from the center of the city towards the corners, he gains 400 amas. And then Tchumei Akronis, Nimsa Tchumei Akronis Mistakrin, B'masha Nesananu Tavla Balachs, and we put a, make it full square for the whole city. Connected to Karen, so you gain Chesmeis the whole Karen, you gain 800 in each corner. So you get 800 in each corner in the Tchum, 400 in each corner from the going out from the city itself, the original square around the city. So a person will go from the center of the city out, he'll travel past the end of the city, 3,200 amas. He gains 1,200 amas. Okay, fine. Tanya, we're holding the Gemara Tanya, halfway down the page, a little bit less than halfway down the page. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is going to give you a statement. The Ur Leviim, the pasuk says that they get this tchum outside of the city. Each one of the cities of the Ur Leviim, they were given tchum that belonged to the Leviim also. So besides the city, they got 2,000 amas around the city as their possession. They didn't own any land, that are still they own cities. They were given cities. Each shevet had to give to the Leviim cities. They got the tchum around the city also, but the pasuk says that it was divided up into two parts. The first 1,000 amas going out from the city was called migrosh, and it was basically to be left empty and open to give a feeling of ravchus, a park basically. And the second of the 2,000 amas was an area which they were allowed to plant. So the Mora is going to talk about the ratio of how much of that land ends up being migrosh and how much of that land ends up being the fields where they could plant, etc. And the Mora is going to give a number, and the Mora is going to then try to figure out what it... the Mora is going to bring the halacha, the Mora is going to give a number, the Mora is going to then challenge it, and the Mora is going to find the case where that ratio makes sense. Okay, Tanya. The tchum around the cities of the Leviim was 2,000 amas. The first 1,000 amas was called migrish. That was the area which was left open. Nimsa migrish is revia. It comes that the migrish is a quarter. And the Mora is going to challenge that that's not a correct number. Vashar set us a crumb, and the rest is going to be fields, planted fields and vineyards, etc. So the Mora says, first of all, not merely that's the ratio, but that's the halacha, that you have 1,000 and 2,000. Amarav, but Amarkra, because there's we have to look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Mikir Ibrachutza Elif Amasavik. So you put the pasuk says you put 1,000 Amas Saviv. And then you have a different pasuk which says that you give the pasuk. Bear with me a second. All right, Madosim Echutzir is Pasked Malpayim Bamo. It says it should be 2,000. So you each one of the directions it says you should give 2,000. Pasked Malpayim Bamo Best Pas. Safarin opayim b'amor, right? So is it one or is it two? So the answer is it's both. So Amra, the Torah says Amra Torah Saveb Esoir be'elif. You give it 1,000 amas around the city. Some more says Nimsa Migrish is Revia. So the Brisa said the Revia it turns out to be a quarter. The Mora says Revia. Why is it a quarter? Palgahavi, it should be half. So, of each 2,000 amas area of 2,000 amas going out, so half of it is migrish and half of it is fields. So, if you take your city, you go out 2,000 amas this way. So, half of that is this, and half of it is that. And that would be true in each direction. We'll deal with the corners, okay? Omer Rabba Bar Adda, so Rabba Bar Adda said, Meshechor, Asperly, a measurer, because English word for him, surveyor. Thank you. Mishkachu lo b'mosa the havi trei alfi a trei alfi. Let's start with the city, which is 2,000 by 2,000. So if the city is 2,000 by 2,000, so tchum kama havi is shitzter is going to be 16,000. Because if you look, take the city, it's 2,000 by 2,000, and you go this way, you get what?
36.
1 second. You go this way. You go this way. You go this way. And go this way. You look. Basically, it looks like a plus sign so far. So, and that plus sign, if you make squares of 1,000 by 1,000, you're going to have four. It's going to be 2,000 by 2,000. It's 4,000 over here. 4,000 over here. 4,000 over here. 4,000 over here. We haven't got to the corners yet. So that's 16,000 square amas. Now, Kronos Kamahavian, also Shitzer. So the corners, again, there's a block of 2,000 by 2,000 here, 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 and here. All right, so that's, skipping the city for a second, so you have 32,000 square amas. The city itself is 4,000 square amas, right? So you have 32,000 square amas. Of those, so of the 16, half is Migrish and half is the first 16, half is Migrish and half is Sodas. All right, so that's eight and eight. Of the corners, it's three to one. Right? In the corner, if this is the corner, you're gonna have
closest quarter.
So you have one soda, two soda, three soda, and the middle one, and the closest one will be Migrish. Because you, right? So, am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
Well, yeah, So each one of the corners, it's going to be the total of the corners of the four corners is going to be 12 soda and four Migrish. So it's a total of 8 plus 4 is Migrish is 12, and the Sodas will be 20. So it's 12 and 20. Somewhere says, I still don't get a quarter. Somewhere says, Kron is coming, Habishit, Sir Dal Tamanya the Tchumen, Rabbo the Kronis. So coming, Habi Tracer, so it comes that the Migrish is 12, and so Migrish is Revia, it's a quarter. The Morse says it's a quarter. It's more than a third. 12 to 20 is more than a. It's 12 to 32 is more than a third. The Morse says, okay, I see. I bought the Mosa. Throw in the Shadila. Take the 4,000 square amas of the city and throw that in. The Morse says, okay, great. So I'll count the Tilsa Habi. Now it's 12 to 36. 12,000 to 36,000 is exactly a third. So Morris says, I don't see how you get a quarter. Yeah. So Morris answers, Mi Savarta Bribua Komar Bigula Komar. The case of the city itself was a circular city. So Kama Maruba Yeser Ali Igula Zrevia. We know that a square of the same diameter, of the same length of its sides as a diameter of a circle, the square will be 1/4 more area. So it's the meruba is yes ala eagle revia. A square is greater than a circle a quarter. So dal revia minayo pashal hotisha. Matisha Mitlosin is Meshita is Riva Havi. So we leave the measurement of the Tchum as a square. We calculate the Migrish as a circle going around the circle of the city. So you're going to end up with a Migrish which is 1/4 of the total amount. So it's going to be 9 to 36. I have a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Here's the picture. Here's the
pictures in your book cross.
Here.
Yeah, well, yeah, here's the Midrash.
Have a circle that's 3,000 in diameter. Inside a square that's 4,000 on the side.
The top picture on page 69, right?
Yeah.
And the inside circle's 4. I'm
just
looking at what he's looking at.
What?
Okay.
I guess that's the best, you know, just describing it in words is probably effort and futility. This is the case where a picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
I got a circle that's...
So what's been worse than Mechadish right now is that the Migrish, if the city is circular, the Migrish is calculated based on the shape of the city. But the final dinim of Tchumen around the city that you give the city the sodus is still squared off. The dinim of Peah, and you think about the psukim go like this: the pasuk which says the 2,000 says Peah. That's where we learned the halacha that has to be squared. As Peah, if pas kedma mizrocha, that's the pasuk which that tells me the halacha. We learned before the halacha is obvious. So the 2,000 has to be a square, but. By the pasuk of Elov, it says "Umadosim mechutz le'ir," just says you measure from going out of the city 1,000. So it doesn't say anything about a peah. So the migrish is based on the shape of the city. So if the city is a circle, the migrish will also be a circle. Whereas the sodas and the chromium will be squared off. So by doing so, you're going to get a ratio of, in the case where the city is 2,000 by 2,000, the migrash will be exactly a quarter of the total area which is encompassed by the city and its tomb. That's the point that the Gemara is saying. Okay.
Let's assume that pi is equal to 3.
Yeah.
It's like economics. You've got to remember to bring forward those assumptions.
Okay, Abaya is going to make an attempt to do this without doing a circle, and he's going to try to do it with a city which is 1,000 by 1,000. And at the end of the day, he's going to have to throw in the towel and come up with a circle also. Okay, so just want to warn you that we end up in the same spot. Abaya Omer Mishkachos Lo Nami B'Mosad Dehavi Alpha by Alpha. You work with a city which is the city itself is 1,000 by 1,000. And you don't have to throw the city in, you still get a quarter. Tchumen Kamahavi is Tamanya. So if I measure out from the city, so it's going to be in each one of the directions going directly north, south, east, and west. So I'll measure out each direction, will have a 2,000 square amas. It's 1,000 wide and 2,000 long. It's 2,000 square amas. So that's going to give you a total in the four directions of 8. The corners still remain 2,000 by 2,000. Corners come habi. Shitzer, that's going to be 16,000 square amas in the corners. Each corner is a block of 4,000 square amas. Okay, so you have a total of the tchum around the city is 24,000 square amas. So now if the amount which is migrish is 1,000 square amas north, 1,000 square amas east, 1,000 square amas south and west, and then each one of the corners gets 1,000. So there are 8. So dal arba the tchum and arba the kronis. So the migrish ends up being 8,000 square amas, and the total area we said was 24,000 square amas. The Gemara says the Tosa Havi, so it's a third. The Gemara says Misavar to Beribu Kamar Bigula Kamar. So the case was the city was a circle with the diameter of 1,000. So Kama Meruba Yeser Al Eagle is Revia. So the Mikrash again is measured in a circle, and the square is measured as a square. The sodas are measured as a square. So it's going to be a third. It's a quarter more. A square is a quarter more than a circle. So dal revia pashalushita. So take eight. The area which you thought was eight, you make it into a circle instead. It's only going to be six. Meshita mechaltal is riva habi. So what Abaye gains is that you don't have to use the city as part of the calculation. It's the ratio of just between the migrish and the sadois without throwing the city into the calculation. Whereas according to the first shot, you had to use the first example of a city, which is 2,000 by 2,000. It was only a quarter, even by making it a circle, if you count the area of the city also.
It pulls the city out of the calculation.
So
it pulls the center out.
Right. Pulls the center out. The Baya pulls the center out. So that's what he gains.
Why is the
Migrash
relevant again?
It's not relevant of Erevin. It's the loch of the or the Vim were given a Migrash. There was a loch. They had to build the city in the form of a Migrash. They had to leave a park around the city. That was okay.
The base sign was 50 by 100.
50 by 100.
Why is that halacha though unique to Levium? The RA Levium?
I don't know.
Why is this halacha unique to the RA Levium?
The simplest answer is the RA Levium is the place where you would have the motivation to do otherwise. All of our Yisrael, they had a city, and then everybody had fields. So you plant your fields. Levim didn't have any fields. The only fields they had was the area, the 2,000 amos around their city. So the pasuk, they had planted all up. Whereas our Yisrael, they didn't need to. Everybody had a field. So the city was whatever, you know, was just whatever, whoever lived in cities, but they still had property out in the fields.
Did they? I mean, obviously. I mean,
who?
The Levium.
Why not?
They were being Levium, doing whatever they were doing.
Levium were in the base of Mikdash. They were Mishma. They were in the base of Mikdash. This was their fields. But the gift was these. Now they didn't get other fields besides. This area was their gift. So they got half of or whatever the ratio was. You know, two thirds was Sodders. That was part of their sustenance.
No dwelling houses, just field. That's it.
They had a city. Then around the city there was the Migrash, and around the Migrash there was a field. That's all they got. They got 2,000 amas around the city. That was theirs, and that's it. They had no other property.
And the Migrash and the field are all within the
2,000 amas, right? So the Gemara is going to bring a few other explanations of how it's a revia, not based on calculations. So those you can breathe easy. Let's see Rashi. Say mehen. So it's in the wide lines in Rashi, and six lines down. Same in some of your elef amah the migrish, there was 1,000 amas, which was the migrish. And noitin b'lozern, you couldn't plant trees, you couldn't plant grain there. Elamanichna selenoy ha'ir, it was left to beautify the city. Kimetarmigan ravoche kervaya, it was a ravach, an area which is an open expanse around the kirva, the kirva is the city. Kirya. Nimsa migrish revia come on forish. It comes out the migrish was a quarter. The rest of the tchum around the city was fields, vineyards. They had nothing beyond that. They owned that, all they owned. We know the migrash is 1,000 amas. Here, the migrash that you give to the city is mekira bechutzas elef amas. Bar Ada Shemish. So Rabbi Bar Ada said that Meshecha. Messiah Tchum Meir told me, a person who was his job was to calculate and to mark off the tumen of the city told me this is the math. If it's a city which is 2,000 by 2,000, tumen kam b'havi shister. So it's yudvav revoyin shel elef al elef. It's 16 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. Yesh behen. Kate said, alpayim alapayim l'chol tzad. You have 2,000 by 2,000 in each corner. Chalkem shesi v'orav. You divide them north, south, and east, west. Redal revoyin shel elef al elef. So it's four corners of 1,000 by 1,000. That would be true in each one of the directions of the city. That's going directly north, south, east, and west of the city. You're going to have four squares of 1,000 apiece. Then Kronos Kamahavu. Then you have the corners. Tchume Kronos Shetchumen is Nami Shitzuni. There's also 16. Sherein the Cholkerin Yesh Tabash Alapaim Alapaim. Each one of the corners is 2,000 by 2,000. So again, it's four squares of 1,000 by 1,000. Okay, so that's so you have a total of 32. Da'al Tzarcha Migrish Ches Tzumen Medal Dekronis. So then you take out of the total of 32 for the Migrish, which is only 1,000 amas out. So you get 8 in the going in the Tzumen, means going straight north, east, south, and west, because you get the first 1,000 amas is Migrish. It's 1,000 this going north, and it's 2,000 wide, because the city is 2,000 wide. So that's two blocks of 1,000 by 1,000 in the north, in the south, east, and the west. So that's 8. Then in the Kronos, we give you a block of 1,000 by 1,000 in each one of the Kronos. So that's Dal de Kronos. You get one block of 1,000 by 1,000 in each one of the corners. So that's a total of 12. The Marta, Sabavis, Sahir, Be'elef, you sell the city with 1,000. The Redachot Chum, Apayim, Apanayir, Be'arich, Uberaychiv. So in each one of the directions, which is it's Apayim wide, Be'arich, that's its length, Uberaychiv, it's Elef, Lahalaminir, and its width is 1,000. It's we'd call that 2,000 wide and it's 1,000 long. Rashi's using the rule, you always call the longer side the Erech. So it's 2,000 long and it's 1,000 wide going out from the city. Then you give 1,000, quarter of 1,000 by 1,000 each one of the corners, the four directions. So Sarach Atalita the Cholkeren, Tavla Shal Elef, El Elef, each one of the corners you get 1,000 by 1,000. Harbim in a Kronos, the Migrish. So that gives you, in each one of the corners, a square of 1,000 by 1,000. That's four corners. So it's 4 plus 8. And so Tracer is 12. Letzarech Migrish, Kulin Aleph al Aleph. So it's 8, it's 12 blocks of 1,000 by 1,000. So more than Nimsa Migrish Revia, so Revia, it's not Revia, it's 12 out of 32, which is more than a third. Some more answers. I see. I brought the Mosa Shari Elayu. Throw in the four squares of 1,000 by 1,000 from the city. The Shari Elayu, throw it onto, add it onto the Tosin Betray, the 32. Babalu Tosin Beshis. It's 36 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. The Khtani Migrish Revia Akula Milsukoi. So the Migrish is a quarter of the total amount. Revia Hakesh and Kulo Shall Ear with Tchumen Kronos. It's one quarter of the total measure of the city, the Tchumen and the Kronos, everything all together. So more says good, so that it's 12 out of 36. It's a third, it's not a quarter. Some more answers that the city was circular. So Kama Maruba, yes, early eagle, Revia. We know that a square is a quarter more than a circle. So Dal Riva Mine, so if this area had been a square, it would have been 12. Now that it's a circle, it's only going to be a quarter less. It's going to be 9. So 9 out of 36 is your quarter. Ad Chashavta Be'ir Meruvas, you would calculate based on a city which is a square. Vat the migrash saviv nami ribu, and you gave the migrash around the city also in the shape of a square or the square shape. Fichu ola cheshbon ha'ir migrashah dal alofim adal alofim mirvoyim. So the calculation of the city with the migrash is going to be a square of 4 by 4. Shem yud vav revoyim, which is 16 squares. Shall elef al elef of 1,000 by 1,000. The city plus the migrash of the city is 2,000 by 2,000. You add 1,000 on this side, 1,000 on that side, so that's 4,000. The same in this way, so it's a square of 4 by 4. 4,000 by 4,000 is the city with the migrash. So that's in that which is a total of 14. But the answer: the city was a circle, and the migrash was a circle. We had gimachalokim the migrash of that 16. Three quarters was migrash, behind a tracer, which was 12, and 1/4 was city. Bechelik revi harevi leir, and the other quarter of the 16 was the city, which so four, was 4 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. So that was the case that you suggested. But now b'masa a gulta askin. We're talking about a city which is a circle. Give me a minute. Come on, the Gemara is going to explain. And kamalkim anu masifin aleha losses levim ribua ima. That which you give to the levim, the total amount is in a square. Ukornasel. You give them 2,000 going out each direction, with the kronos also being a full 2,000 by 2,000 in the corners. So the total, if the case of the city was 2,000, so the total length in each direction will be 6. It will be 6,000 in each one of the directions. Shame Slosin Bishis Revoyan Shall Elif Al Elif. So that's 36 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. Where Ram Siosin is a gula. The city in the middle is round. Alpaim is 2,000 in diameter. Migrashar Sabivlo Elif Roichiv. And the Migrash around it is also 1,000 wide in a circle. This is Ira Migrashar Dalit Alofim Adal Alofim. Agulin, so it's 4,000. The city is 2,000 diameter. You had 1,000 each direction, so it gives you 4,000 in your diameter, but it's a circle. If it was four by four in a square, Havishitzer, we said before it's going to be 16. But Hash Dagulin, now that it's a circle, Dal River, you take a quarter away. Have a tracer, it's only 12. Mehen gimel chalokim on the migrash. Again, of the 12, three parts is migrash, vervi, leir, and one part is city. That will test migrashin. It's 9. But test mitoshin ashish, and itonel levim is rivahavu. So 9 out of the total 36, which you give the levim, is a quarter. Mishkazim, the Bai says, I can give you the case where the city is 1,000 by 1,000, and what I gain over Nami Bemosa the Havi Alpha by Alpha, the city is 1,000 by 1,000. Well, Tasha by Ir LA, and the city is not, when we say it's a quarter, it's not a quarter of this, including the city, it's a quarter without the city, it's a quarter of the area given around the city. Alimsa Migrash Revia Atchumim in the Kronoskoi, it's a quarter of the area given around the city. So tchum and kaba havu tamanya. The tchum is 8 squares revoyin shall elef al elef of 1,000 by 1,000. Shet tchum lechol tzad is alpayim erich alon min a'ir. In each direction of the tchum is 2,000 going away from the city. Ve'elef reich, it's 1,000 wide. 1,000 wide that's the width of the city. It's 2,000 going out. So that's 2 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. up in a year. That's in each one of the directions of the city. Rekronis is sheet, so the Kronis still remain 2,000 by 2,000. Given the Urchat Chumen, Meshuchan HaPayim Mechotzat, since it goes 2,000 out this way, 2,000 out that way, so the square in the corner has to be 2,000 by 2,000. To fill in the corners, you have to use a square of 2,000 by 2,000. So the corners are 2,000 by 2,000. Connecticut, the city, is 2,000 by 1,000. So the total amount of that is, so it's a city of, the final square is going to be 5,000 by 5,000. So it's 25 squares. The city is 1,000 by 1,000. That's one. So it's 24 squares all around. And how much of it is migrish? Dalat tzarech migrish, dalat min ha-tchumen. It gets four from the tchumen. Shrei elef l'chol tzad l'halon min ha-ir. Yeah. V'al p'nei ha-ir elef. So it's 1,000 wide and 1,000 long. So it's a square of 1,000. Because the city was only 1,000 wide. Davi Kiminas here, it's the same with as a city. Hare Elef al Elef Migrish and Chol Tzad. So you get a square of 1,000 by 1,000 each one of the directions. And each one of the corners. So that's Hotzamanya, that's 8. So the Morris says, okay, so still it's 8 out of 24 is a third. The case was it was circular. Kamarua, yes, sir. Fishachash. Fisha Khashaf to be your Mrubas, when you made the city a square, Hutzukha al Karchalos is Migrashab Rivua, so the Migrash is also a square. Fihu all the Shemoina Alofim, it ends up being 8,000. But Khashaba ear Agula make the city circular, Migrashah Agulam, its Migrash is also circular. Rehain Gimel Alofim, a Gimel Alofim, it's going to be a circle, which is a diameter of the city is 1,000, the diameter is 1,000, you add 1,000 this direction, 1,000 that direction. Same thing this way, so you get a circle which is a diameter of 3,000 agulim. V'lo ha'yim reboin, if you made a circle, if you made a square of 3,000 by 3,000, have a test. So a square of 3 by 3 is would be 9 units of 1,000 by 1,000. And of those would be Chesed Migrish Machil here. 8 would be Migrish and 1 would be the city. Asher Shakol Ogum, now that it's circular, Nismayit Revia Ir Revia Migrish. So the city is a quarter less and the Migrish is a quarter less. So it comes out that the Migrish, instead of being instead of being 8, it'll only be 6. It'll be a quarter less. Poshalu shita migrish shita mechavdal is so. And the 6 out of the 24 hanitonin levim levad ha'ir, which they get levim get besides the city, is riva havi is a quarter of it. Shalpisha yisha ba'ir agula. Even though the city is round, the migrashel agulin and the migrash is also round. The portion which the levim get, it's in a square. That's in a square. Noisin lo tchumin elef reichev lemidas a year. So you measure the tchum 1,000 wide. That's the width of the city. The chotzad, but Urich is apayim, and the length is 2,000. Gernosayin, lemalts, pygmayin, apayim, alapayim. The corners still remain 2,000 by 2,000. Reisach al-Kol is hayalofim al-hayalofim. So the final square is 8 by 8. Reboim is a square. Apayim, tchum, lakan, ulakan. Each direction is 2,000 amas going out. Ve'ir, elef, beintime, and the city is 1,000 in the middle. The havalu tchumen, temanya. So the calculation would be the tchumen are 8 squares of 1,000 by 1,000. Kronos sheets are the corners are 16. There's the migrash revia at tchumen v'kronos. So the migrash is going to be one quarter of the tchumen and the kronos. Okay.